Another common question people ask is regards to fish. Does fish require hashgacha for Pesach? And let's discuss and break it down into different categories. So anything processed, which would include canned, smoked, seasoned, cured, pickled, cooked, any of these things would require hashgacha in general throughout the year based on ingredients and equipment and potential bishul akum issues. And Pesach would be no different. Coupled with the fact that many of these processes or ingredients would have chametz-specific sensitivities, even if there's no issue during the year. Let's say smoke flavor during the year is not much of a concern, but on Pesach there could be a smoke flavor from chametz, and a vinegar could be from chametz. So any of those processed fish items require hashgacha for Pesach. And if you look around, you could find tuna with an OUP on it, kashla Pesach tuna, kashla Pesach salmon, canned salmon, but that is definitely required and recommended. When it comes to frozen fish, so there is a slight concern that a raw frozen fish, assuming there's no other ingredients, it could be that it was glazed. They put some type of solution to help that it doesn't stick to the packaging when frozen. Whatever the purpose is, it theoretically could have a corn syrup glaze. Corn syrup is kidneyous. So for Ashkenazim and some of the Sephardic communities, they do not eat this. So that would be a slight concern. However, there are two things to consider. Number one, most hashgachas say that their product does not contain a corn syrup glaze. So if the product has hashgacha on it, for example, an OU certified Costco filet salmon or something like that. So there's a list online the OU has on their website of the products they give hashgacha on. And they say there's no concern for chametz or kidneys on these frozen fish items. The second thing is that we're only dealing with kidneys. Kidneys is something we keep as Ashkenazim, but it's batel b'raiv, and whatever is in the fish would be batel. Whatever's on the surface, you could simply wash off, and you could even do that on Pesach itself. So one could purchase the raw fish, even if it's not on the OU list or Chavke list, but you could still purchase it and either rinse it off or just rely on the fact that it's batel. Again, assuming there's no ingredients that are added or any process that was done to it. When it comes to raw fish, so when you purchase raw fish in a store, so if the store has hashgacha on it, so there's no kashrus concern all year round, if you go to a non-kosher supermarket, you have some kashrus concerns. Number one, make sure that the fish is a kosher species. So how do you do that? So number one, if it has scales that are removable without tearing the skin, that's the kaskeses that the pasuk is referring to. So then you know that it automatically is a kosher fish. If you're not sure, so there are those that can see the skin and they recognize that this skin is the same skin as another fish that I once saw before, and I knew for sure that that fish was kosher. So if a person has that expertise, they could rely on that. If you don't have that expertise, but you do see that the scales were removed and the skin is still intact, and it looks like a typical kosher fish looking scale, so that would be another siman. There is another heter when it comes to salmon or any fish that's in the salmon mishpacha. That would include trout and steelhead. So this is a psak based on Rav Moshe Feinstein's etzal. Many of his tamidim who were influential in many of the kashrus organizations in America went with this psak, and the psak is that since there is no non-kosher fish that looks like salmon, that has the same characteristics and color and fat line and the look of salmon, there is no non-kosher fish that looks like salmon. So therefore, that's a simen that it's kosher, and you don't need to have skin on it to recognize it. You could even buy a fillet. With that being said, there are those that are machmer and that shaila, but the accepted practice in America, most poskim are mekel, and most kashrus agencies go with that psak. So, as long as you, first of all, make sure the fish is kosher, either by recognizing the skin or the scales, or it has hashgacha on it on the store or on the actual fish, or it's a salmon, mishpacha, family of salmon. So then you're only running into questions of kalim equipment. So theoretically, there could be a knife that was used for non-kosher fish that also was used for this. So if that's the case, they are slicing the fish behind the counter. So it will be important to rinse it off to maybe to scrub it as well before using it. But if it's purchased when there are hundreds of trays of salmon, then they do this in a mass scale. There is no concern for non-kosher equipment being used. What about chametz? So it's just fish. There's no chametz concern, and a person could purchase salmon or fish that has skin on from the refrigerator section, as long as there's no other ingredients and there is no chametz concern for those fish. So just to review, any fish that's processed that would include canned, smoked, seasoned, all that has to be purchased with hashgacha all year round, and definitely for Pesach. Frozen, there is a reason to double check, see that it's on a list of those that do not have any kidneyous issues. But even in the worst case scenario, there's some kidneyous, so you rinse it off or rely on bittel. That's in regards to frozen. The fresh fish, as long as there's no kashrus concern, as far as chametz, there is no chametz concern when it comes to fresh, unprocessed fish.